Hello, the groups that will do the preparation for the lesson today are Salt Lake City in San Francisco. Salt Lake City, you've got the mic.
That's what it looks like. The on icon, do you see it?
Yep. Yeah, okay. It's red.
Correct.
Okay, do I wait turn green or I'm ready to go?
Speak now.
Speak, please.
Okay, Bogoto friends, Word Glee, such a great day to be part of you today. The friends from San Francisco and here in Salt Lake City are gathered to bring you today's lesson. And what better time to do this? The world is new. We are emerging from this great into this great era of change, and we just have to let the world know it. It's a new world. It's a new phase of humanity. It's a new degree. And so we thank you, friends, for being here. And the Congress just around the corner, it's another opportunity to bring the light to the world, to let the world know and feel how it is to be together, to be in the right connection, and to feel the Creator in everything. So let us open our hearts in this lesson and feel the friends in our connection, so that we may set the optimal connection, so that we may be that conduit for the light, so that the world will feel this new era and you know, stop feeling the suffering and know that there is none else besides Him. And so stay connected. Let us use this lesson, the words from the Rav, words from the sages, as building blocks to our connection to the Creator, to find our center, so we can be the true conduit, that optimal conduit for the world, especially in the coming Congress. L'chaim Haverim, L'chaim World Kli.
Good morning, dear friends. Just like our friend from Salt Lake City said, very important, we'll be connected, we'll be together. We have our amazing Rav that is leading us and through us. Light will come out to all of humanity who are like blind people looking for a solution somewhere that doesn't exist. The solution is the connection between us, and for us to be bonded. L'chaim.
I'm going to read an excerpt from a speech to the completion of the Zohar by Baal HaSulam. There are two conditions to obtaining the greatness. One, always listen and assume appreciation of the environment to the extent of their greatness. Two, the environment should be great, as it is written, in the multitude of people is the King's glory. To receive the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest among all the friends. In that state, one can receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone, since the great cannot receive from a smaller one, and much less be impressed by his words. Rather, only the small is impressed by the appreciation of the great. And for the second condition, each student must extol the virtues of each friend and cherish him as though he were the greatest in the generation. Then the environment will affect him as a sufficiently great environment, since quality is more important than quantity.
Question for active workshop. Why does being the smallest among all the friends give one the best opportunity for bestowal? Again, question for active workshop. Why does being the smallest among all the friends give one the best opportunity for bestowal?
למי שקטן יש לו את האפשרות הכי גדולה להשפיע בגלל
the smallest one has the best opportunity to bestow because the smallest he and not himself he considers all the friends as great he receives from them
כן בוא נמשיך
continue
תכלס אפשר להגיד
basically you can say that we don't really
כאשר אנחנו מתבטלים אחד לשני
bestow, but when we annul before each other and before the creator then we give to the creator who is the giver we let him pass the light through us when a person annuls himself you could say that more abundance goes through him
אדם צריך להיות בעבודה
person needs to be in this dual work on the one hand to cancel himself towards the friends be the smallest in the bunch not consider his own egoism on the other hand to give the friends everything they need in order to advance on this path so a person is playing this double game on the one hand the smallest in the bunch on the other hand he has to give to the friends That's how a person can bestow only by being a little one in your arms is not considered bestowing.
When a person sees how great his friends are, how much they bestow, how dedicated they are, it makes him feel shame and makes him move as well.
קטן הוא בגלל שהוא מקטין את האגו.
He's small because he's diminishing his ego, not his passion and his love of friends, his yearning, only his ego, and he's trying to see the advantages, the merits of the friends, and not their disadvantages. And invests all he has in them, and strongly invest in annulling the ego.
We read in the preparation to the preparation that being a heel, being the smallest in the friends, makes a person feel like he's nothing. Like he, and that allows him to be in dvikut, in adhesion with the quality of love. So by seeing the friends is great, he can get from their chisaron, their deficiency, for bestowal, and it can be the thing that connects them.
A person feels small, means he considers the others more gives more opportunities to the friends to be closer to bestowal.
Being closer to bestowal means being closer to each other.
And the more you annul yourself, you have the ability to feel the desires of the friends.
Yeah, I don't have a lot to add to what the friend said. The smaller you are, the greater you are in your connection and your desire for yearning to annul yourself. But that makes the work cleaner.
The annulment gives the creator a room to enter.
We should all be connected together toward the Creator, small before Him.
Creator, we are grateful to you for placing us in this great environment, surrounded by great friends and our teacher. We ask for the forces to approach you correctly in a way that will bring contentment to you. We ask that you break our stony hearts and melt them into one living heart through the love of friends, the desires of the public, and our need to attain your attribute. L'chaim.